This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Irish Rail, it has been increasing security to tackle antisocial behaviour on board. It services drug taking, indecent exposure and verbal abuse are just some of the incidents reported by passengers. And our reporter Josh Crosby has been meeting passengers and rail staff today to hear about security issues. He's joining us on the line from Limerick City's Culbert Station. Josh, how prevalent is antisocial behaviour on the trains around the country?
How are you, Sean? Well, I'm here now at Culbert Station in Limerick. And look, as I look around, all is peaceful here. Commuters are boarding trains and buses home. Many workers are just arriving in now as well. But to answer your question, it's hard to put a true definitive figure on this because we don't know how much of it goes unreported. But what we do know from Éireann Road Éireann's text alert system is that there were 1,150 reports sent in by passengers last year. Now, just for listeners who are unaware of this system, because many people still don't know about it, even speaking with passengers here in the train station today, they haven't heard of it. So if someone wants to report something, they can text the word train, followed by details of what's going on and where they are to 51444. Now, it's important, though, that passengers know this is not for emergencies. So what we can tell from this is that last year there were just over 1,100 of these alerts sent in, everything from, as you mentioned there, drunken passengers, racial abuse, drug taking. It's a slight drop from 2024 when there were 1,200 alerts sent in. To find out what are the types of behaviours, I suppose, that annoy people when travelling and if passengers would like to see more security on board, I've been speaking with some passengers and staff here in Limerick.
I've seen a lot of antisocial behaviour here. On the trains, I wouldn't really see it, to be honest, because I just do the cleaning. In the station, outside, in the bus yard and all of that. People drunk, people stoned, that kind of thing. But in saying that now, an awful lot of it has stopped due to all the guards that's around now. And that's fantastic.
If you book a seat and somebody's occupying that seat, and you are, as I am, 82 years of age, you don't feel like taking on a guy at 35 who's occupying the seat.
It can be an awkward moment or it can lead to confrontation.
In my case, I avoid the confrontation. I'm not as good a boxer as I ever was, you know.
So what, you end up trying to find another seat?
Find another seat, yeah. But you've booked it and you begin to wonder why bother, like, you know.
I have had a case coming back from Kerry of a gentleman on the train, and he was real raised voice the whole way back because there was foreign girl on the train. What he was saying was just disgusting. He was vile, the vilest man. And if I felt there was no security on that train that day, so it's a good thing.
And he was verbally abusing another passenger, is it?
He was just speaking so that she could hear what he was saying. It was awful. I couldn't believe an Irish person would carry on like that. And I wouldn't mind with the girl. My mother was with me at the time, and she actually helped my mother onto the train. She definitely didn't serve that. So, and I didn't see any security that day.
And if you saw something happening now, would you ever be tempted to text in to this alert system?
Oh, well, I'd be going to tell someone anyway. That's for definite. Whoever it would be.
The thing that annoys me on a train is not enough carriages. But I haven't witnessed any unsocial behaviour now, to be honest with you.
And would you like to see an increase in security patrols?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, you'd have to occasionally sing song and a few ramping grannies on what I've got to Killarney for. But no, good natured, boisterous, but that's not antisocial or whatever.
Would you join in on the sing song?
Oh, but of course, yeah. Proud to, yeah.
Yeah, so mixed opinions there from passengers who were speaking to Josh. I've seen arguments on trains over that booked seat system, but some of the stuff that Irish Rail is saying that it has had reported to it in that text service you mentioned. A man's spotted smoking crack on a train at Sandy Cove in February. A number of people on the Dublin to Galway service openly snorting substances in a carriage. Two people seen shooting up heroin on a train near Colchester. Whatever about all the passengers? I do feel bad for the staff who have to deal with this. Have you been speaking to any of them?
I have, Sean. Now, look, we know, look, there have been long calls times for a long time now for a dedicated transport police to be established. And we've covered it many times here on News Talk. The Minister for Transport has said that the establishment of a transport security force is a key priority for government. This type of force, I believe, it'll operate under the National Transport Authority with powers, I suppose, similar to those held by airport police and customs. There's an expectation that this type of security force will be operational next year. One of the main groups who've been putting pressure on government to deliver this type of security presence is, of course, the National Bus and Rail Union. So earlier on, I met with Dermot Milan, who's been driving trains for 25 years and is the Limerick representative for the NBRU. Dermot believes there's much more antisocial behaviour going on compared to what's being reported.
I'd say it's definitely underreported. I'm not surprised by the numbers. You can definitely see there's a lot more going on the trains.
And when we hear of this type of antisocial behaviour, we hear often of the passengers' experience. But for your fellow members and colleagues, how can antisocial behaviour affect you?
Firstly, like, you can be on the train on your own as a driver, and if you have to go back and deal with something, you don't know what you're going back to face, it can be dangerous. Like, I've had to go back and deal with a few things myself. And then when you get back, you're there trying to work out what happened, trying to get two different sides of stories and stuff. You could definitely do with more of a help on the trains, you know.
Wait, what are the types of incidents now that you've had to deal with over the years?
I had a report that there was somebody injecting drugs. I had to go back and there was someone drunk and they were messing with other people. We shouldn't really have to be dealing with that kind of stuff. We're drivers, you know. It's not our job, like. We're not trained to deal with those kind of things, like, you know. Sometimes you're the only one there, so there is no one else to do it, like, you know. Either you can stay in your cab and maybe wait for the guards to come, but, you know, it could be too late at that stage, you know. You're putting yourself in danger going back. It's really a tough call to make, you know.
So these increased security patrols, do they go far enough?
No, there aren't enough. You see them mainly on the main line up, getting on in Turles or Portlaoise, but there's definitely more security needed. And to be honest, our union has been looking for years for a dedicated service.
Going into work, it'll give your members more reassurance, it'll make them feel safer carrying out their duties?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. On your own, driving a train isn't really good enough, you know. It's easy talk about it, but it's time for action, like, you know. As I said, I don't think there's enough being reported. I'd say those numbers are quite low for what's actually happening out there.
Well, because you see incidents on a daily, a weekly?
Yeah, and a lot of them won't be reported because they mightn't be serious enough. But it's still serious enough to make passengers feel vulnerable on the train, which they shouldn't be.
That's Limerick train driver Dermot Milan. So I suppose because I can't recall that any time I've seen security services on a train that I've been on, Josh, with these extra patrols, like, can we expect to see them and where can we expect to see them?
So Éireann Ruair Éireann, I suppose, is able to monitor and track the worst affected services, Sean, whether this is based on location, certain events, concerts, match days, calendar dates, and they're able to tell there. So they'll be putting an increased focus on security in those areas. Now, there were 1,150 text alerts last year, but what we also have to remember, there were also 55 million passenger journeys in 2025. So the NTA has funded Éireann Ruair Éireann to increase its roving security patrols. Like, a contractor provides private security personnel. People might be familiar with them. They're dressed in black and they'll be on board services. They'll be at stations. And people will start to see more of them now on their journeys. To hear what those who campaign for improved public transport think of this, I met with the spokesperson for the Limerick Commuter Coalition, Ashton Kelly, who says antisocial behaviour is not the biggest concern when it comes to improving services.
Public transport's good in Limerick. We have a lot of users, a lot of people who are interested in joining the coalition because it's their main form of transport. And there's a lot of opportunity in Limerick. It's a really exciting place at the moment. So we've the Limerick to Foynes railway line is reopening due to investment in it. So that's an amazing opportunity. But in terms of bus services, we could be doing a little bit better. Like, Bus Connects has been delayed and delayed again. And that would give a lot more interconnection in the city. Like, from our own experience, we have so many people who want to use public transport. And their main thing is that they want to use the most efficient service possible. But at the moment, there's quite a lag between delivering of what could happen, but there's an awful lot of positivity about what can happen. So hopefully that can be harnessed.
And when you say people want to use public transport, when we hear of incidents of antisocial behaviour, can that turn people away from services?
Oh, look, I think it can. You know, obviously it's very concerning to hear of safety issues, but I think the majority of people, like myself, I only travel by train and bus. I don't have a car or bike. So I think, like, obviously in any experience, you're going to have bad experiences, but I think the more you use public transport, the more you see it as something incredibly positive. Most people, when they speak of commuting, they're more frustrated about delays, and they're also frustrated about not being able to get where they want to on time.
So what you're hearing from the coalition, antisocial behaviour wouldn't be the top concern?
Yeah, Asher, look, like, everyone has their own grievances on public transport, like music playing out loud, things like that don't make an experience good, and it mightn't be very good at getting people to decide they love trains. But the vast majority of people are happy with their commute, they just wish it was a bit quicker.
So I'm sure, do you welcome now an increase in security patrols, or what else would you like to see being done to, I suppose, improve the experience for everyone?
Absolutely, I think that any type of investment is brilliant. To have more security to like lower these instances is fantastic, but what we'd really love to see is investment in a metropolitan railway line for Limerick. We have the railway lines that have the potential to have stations, but what we'd really love to see is the government say Limerick is a perfect case study, we're going to get these stations, because it actually doesn't take that much investment. And I know a lot of Dublin listeners will laugh, but Limerick is actually in a better position to have a railway line, because the Shannon airport is actually located incredibly close to railway lines. So things like that, if the government just saw Limerick as a case study for transit oriented development. So if we can just get that investment from government on infrastructure, make decisive decisions, that'd be fantastic.
Ash and Kelly there from the Limerick Commuter Coalition, rounding out that report from Josh Crosby. And do get a thought, have you seen antisocial behaviour? Have you seen people taking drugs on the rail network around the country? Maybe experienced any hassle yourself? 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.